Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024 was announced last night on American Idol.
Yeah, they announced it on American Idol, which I thought was kind of random.
I wonder why.
They're probably like, yeah, we're not, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's not inducting any rock artists, so we might as well, as a show that doesn't care about rock music either, we'll make the announcement.
So in the performers category, we have...
All right, we do have a rock band.
Finally!
It kind of blows my mind that Ozzy Osbourne has not already been inducted into the Hall of Fame for just being Ozzy Osbourne. Because I believe he's in there with Black Sabbath.
I would assume so.
Yes.
Yeah. Prince of Darkness, welcome.
Fun fact about Ozzy Osbourne, one of the first cassettes that I ever purchased was, it was two cassettes. Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon.
Nice.
And Rockwell's I Always Feel Like Somebody's Watching Me.
It's, you know, for good measure.
It couldn't be more polar opposites. I remember my parents not being very excited about the Ozzy Osbourne one because the album cover is kind of gnarly.
Oh, sure.
He's like a werewolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here is the next one.
Let's get it. See? Another great rock band.
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, the Mary J. Blige's. They're good, good Southern California rock band, right?
Yeah. We do have some Seattle love for the next one.
This one is A, putting Danny to sleep right now.
Oh, no.
Not a big Dave Matthews Band fan?
I realized this morning that I had known no Dave Matthews music at all whatsoever, and Sarah shamed me for not knowing this song, and I was like, I have no idea what the song is.
This and, like, Ants Marching.
Oh, yeah.
Those songs were just, I mean, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing those songs back in, you know, I mean, we're talking 25 years ago, maybe.
I had to Google what Dave Matthews' biggest hits were because you sent me a list without like telling me what song, and
yeah.
I was like, I don't know what song this is, so I was just gonna put on any old Dave Matthews song.
That's a good pick. That was I think it's 25 years from when you put out your debut release. That's when you're eligible to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know about you though. Hearing that he's now in the Hall of Fame kind of really makes me feel old.
Because I
don't view him as being a band or an artist that is, quote-unquote, ready to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
These ones, they've been ready for a while. I want to know what love
is. I want you to show me. Honestly, I always thought that this was Journey. But this is Foreigner. Foreigner and Journey are like those bands that I could never rock with. They were like rock, but real smooth and easy listening rock. You know what I mean?
So then you probably really didn't like the ballads.
No. I didn't like anything about those bands.
Okay, what about this guy?
Who the hell is it? Oh, it was Frampton.
Frampton.
Peter Frampton.
He did have some great lettuce back in the day. I loved that hair that he had.
He had that one record, Frampton Comes Alive, the live record, which is like an iconic live record. And where I went to college was upstate New York in Plattsburgh, and some of the songs were recorded in Plattsburgh.
That's very cool.
Which was like the one, I mean, we didn't have many things to hang our hat on in Plattsburgh, New York. There's not a lot to brag about when you're trying to be like, you know what came from Plattsburgh? Two songs from Frampton Comes Alive. Like, okay, you might need some new things to brag about.
Okay, tell me how you feel about this inductee.
I'm not a fan of Cher, but I got to give her props. That video. Is it from this song where her butt's just hanging out on a Navy ship? Like, she deserves to be in the Hall of Fame just for that.
She looks so good. She can still hang her butt out if she wants.
No. I haven't. No?
Yes. Cher looks awesome for her age.
She looks freaky.
No.
Of all people to be upset with someone hanging their butt out,
right?
I would just assume that you're going to be pushing 70 and still twerking somewhere.
I mean, absolutely. Okay, maybe her butt looks good, but her face?
How old is Cher?
That's a good question.
She's got to be in her mid-70s.
I would think so.
I mean, I don't know if, like, saying she looks... I think it's 70.
Ooh, 77.
77 years old? I think she looks just fine for 77.
She does. She's had a lot of plastic surgery, and it's very obvious.
Yeah. It is weird because some parts of your face grow old, whereas the other parts that are the plastic surgery parts don't. Like, the older you get, the plastic surgery definitely looks weirder.
Oh, yeah, because it just stays in the exact same spot. Talk about Botox and lip, and I think her cheeks are fake.
It's working.
Like, you wouldn't do that.
I would definitely do some, but not this much.
That's what they all say, though. At some point, I think people lose their way, and they don't realize how much they've done. They just keep doing it.
Yeah, until it's too late.
Here's another inductee.
I mean, they provided the soundtrack to so many weddings. It's the least of it.
This is a requirement on the wedding reception playlist.
Although I don't know if I can name five Kool & the Gang songs.
Nope, just this one.
I don't even know if I can name three.
And last, but certainly not least.
Tribe Called Quest.
Yep.
We were having a fun conversation after we were all hanging out on Friday for doing some stuff for our station for Earth Day. And as we were walking to the pub afterwards, we were talking about how back in the 90s, you were not just a fan of just rock music. You were a fan of hip hop, pop. Like, you tolerated so much more than I think we do now. I think it has a lot to do with the MTV generation, because when we were growing up, really how we discovered music was through MTV.
Yeah.
And MTV just played, you would hear Metallica, then you would hear Tribe Called Quest, then you might even hear that Cher song that Sarah's crapping all over. You know, but like, you would hear all these things, so you just kind of tolerated everything. And then, and now looking back on it, you still have like a soft spot in your heart for artists like Tribe Called Quest.
Absolutely. The induction ceremony will take place October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio. It'll stream live on Disney Plus. Plus, it'll be available on Hulu to stream the very next day. And also a special broadcast will happen on ABC at a later date.
So I wonder if Ozzy's going to perform. I mean,
when he performed at that NFL game and he was in that little, like, he had like a harness almost or something that was holding him up.
Kind of like when you have like an action figure and like they have that little stand for your action figure to stand.
Or on a float in a parade. That. So, but you know, I'd love to see him get back up on stage a couple more times before he really, truly retires, which he needs to do.
Well, that would be a good moment for him, I think.
Though. Certainly. Yeah.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.